Welcome to Torah Dimecha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Cultivating Connection is dedicated by Suzette Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we're wrapping up our current theme, Connection with Hashem. As we come to the end of this series, we can begin to understand why we're always pursuing happiness, but we never seem to catch it for long. And that's because chasing happiness is usually self-focused. It pulls us towards zaras, that disconnection. And happiness that comes from that place can't truly fill us. The irony is that when we stop chasing happiness and instead pursue what Hashem actually wants for us, shlemus and yedidus, wholeness and connection, joy ends up being the natural byproduct. Rav Volbe explains that real simcha, real joy, comes from alignment, from being at peace with ourselves, with the people around us, and with the circumstances Hashem has given us. In fact, it's when we let go of the need to control things and allow ourselves to be present in the role of receiver from Hashem that we can tap into much greater pleasure and connection. Being a receiver asks us to pause, to soften, and to lean into the inner work of emuna, to cultivate an experiential sense of Hashem's presence in our world and in our personal lives. From that place, we can truly see the wonder of nature and the amazing precision that science reveals in our world and Hashem's hand in our personal lives. One of the simplest tools we have for accessing this is saying brachos. Brachos give us a fresh lens for noticing blessing where everything we encounter speaks to us and points us back to Hashem. And just to clarify what we mean by emuna, we're not talking here about logically proving Hashem's existence. Hashem's existence can't be proven in a way that forces belief, the way a mathematical axiom does. Every proof still leaves space for choice. We choose whether or not to open ourselves emotionally to that awareness. But when we do open our hearts to emuna, when that emotional conviction settles deeply inside, there's a clarity that leaves no doubt about Hashem's presence and existence. What naturally follows is gratitude, a sense of privilege in being able to recognize and feel Hashem's closeness. But a little caution here. If this idea stays only in our mind, then forgive the rhyme, the attitude of gratitude becomes a platitude. Real gratitude is felt when we tune in enough that we feel this sense of calm in our bodies, a feeling of being washed over with goodness, and an attuned sense of being loved and held by Hashem. When our Hakara Satov, our gratitude, is experienced in that way, then it can really integrate into who we are. This ties directly to our earlier conversations about pleasure as a connector. Pleasure can connect us with others, as we discussed, and it can also connect us with Hashem when we intentionally receive His gifts and allow ourselves to tune into that pleasure and appreciation. Pleasure can also help us connect through mitzvos, like connecting with Shabbos through the pleasure of beautiful clothing, a pretty Shabbos table, or delicious food. But, as we said, it's only connecting when the intention is connection. If it becomes self-indulgence, pleasure can actually block connection. Using pleasure to connect is the opposite of what Rav Volbe calls a hakol magia li mindset. Everything is coming to me, where I assume that I'm entitled to good health, to livelihood, to comfort, to protection from pain. And then pleasure can stop up the heart when we're in that mindset. And it doesn't lead to closeness with Hashem. It really ends up leading to frustration or bitterness. Real gratitude naturally carries a sense of responsibility, a desire to give good to others and to live in a way that we continue to be worthy of Hashem's gifts. It's a shift from entitlement to purpose, a mindset of ask not what Hashem's world can do for you, ask what you can do for Hashem's world. When we shift from that entitlement mindset to a meaning mindset, we move closer to shlemus and yedidus, to wholeness and connection. Let's take a moment to reflect on the vision Revolba so beautifully describes. An olam hayedidus, a world of connection that is truly an interconnected, deep, and consistent system. When we're internally connected to our neshama, that connection spills outward. Our relationships with other people become rooted in giving respect and trust, and we connect to Hashem also by caring for His children. When we can also draw support from Hashem, trusting Him through challenges and noticing His blessings around us, that's the work of cultivating Emunah. And the way we bring all of this from the head into the heart is through the study and practice of Musar, which we've been doing together these past few weeks. That deep spiritual self that we're cultivating, that inner world, is extraordinarily precious. That's the self that we'll take with us into Olam Haba, into the world to come. I'm looking forward to integrating some of these ideas in our last virtual VOD this Monday. And if you have any thoughts or questions that you want to share about this series, I'd love to hear from you. And you can email me at sivizuckerman@gmail.com. It's truly been an honor and a pleasure learning with all of you.